Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Anything goes at 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. It's all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies who have sent us their photo from all around the world. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine. It is, well, it is discriminatory. It's only for women. But beyond that, it's not a beauty contest. It's just something that we use to show off the fact that women actually listen to Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good reason for it, because when they call in, for instance, they're put at the front of the line. So if we got five guys on hold and a lady calls in, well, she goes first.
Like it or not, they come first.
Well, it should be. The Shrine Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. I guess some people could call that sexist, couldn't they? If women are supposed to be equal, then they should be given equal treatment. And
it's discrimination based on sex.
Made
so
to
I
wait.
Call it sexist.
800-259-5791. So visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. This is your show. You bring up anything. We start the show with calls. We go to them. But coming up, we've got some news about Homeland Security and safe deposit boxes. It's kind of disturbing stuff. That's mm-hmm. on the way. Plus, the Cubby case, there's been an alert there. There's some big news in the Steve Cubby case, and it's not good. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about a possible radical solution to the problem. Let's go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to Joe in Oregon. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with the Inn and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, comrades.
Hello, Joe. What's on your mind?
Wondering, being a cheap guy.
Frugal, Joe. You're frugal.
Okay, frugal.
Right.
And a libertarian. I was looking to get armed. And I was wondering, if you could only pick one weapon, would it be a pistol, shotgun, or a rifle?
You know, it depends on what your use for the weapon is. If you intend to carry it with you in your car, shotgun's a poor choice.
Yeah.
If you intend to... Sorry, I found that joke funny. Apparently, I like my own joke.
It wasn't really a joke.
Well, anyway, I can just see me carrying my Mossberg out and coming up out of my convertible, black convertible with the Mossberg.
You would do some damage if you did.
Yes. Mean. Double hot buck, magnums.
Right.
You know, it really depends on whether you're going to carry
it. Are you planning on carrying it?
I mean, it could be. But, I mean, with possible, gun bans or something in the future occurring.
You know, it seems like I think you should have both. I think you should have a Glock and a shotgun. A shotgun is an excellent home protection device because you don't have to hit with it. You know, you don't have to be real good with it.
You shoot in the dark.
Somebody who isn't used to using it can use it for home protection real well. You know, it's not like you have to have a lot of practice to make a shotgun work.
You should still practice with it.
You should practice just to be comfortable with it because it's going to scare the crap out of you when you shoot it. But a Glock is really the Honda Accord of guns. It can take any kind of beating. It's very reliable. You can do anything with it.
Aren't they easy to clean too?
Yeah.
I think it's a 1911 or whatever Browning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And man, I remember cleaning that thing a while back, and it was just hell.
Now, how many rounds?
I'd pay to have it cleaned.
How many rounds is the 1911?
The one I have, I don't remember. Like nine.
Yeah.
It's a 45.
Now, Browning makes a 9mm that holds, like, you know, 20 rounds or some ridiculous amount.
Well, nines can hold more.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. So there you go.
If you're going to have nines, you need hollow tips.
So we didn't give you a good answer. We said get both. But I would say that, I mean, if you have to choose between a handgun and a shotgun, and it's important to you to carry around with you in your vehicle or out in public, I mean, handgun's the way to go, unless you're going to wear a trench coat all the time. You know, you have to have a handgun for that.
It really depends on whether you imagine you're going to take it out in the car. I would imagine that I'm going to take it out in the car. If I had to have one or the other, I would have a Glock.
Can I sneak one more question in?
Sure.
All right. What's your favorite cut or style of beef?
Wow, this is a good question. Good question tonight, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
I like a Delmonico. I'm a big Delmonico fan. It's the way to go.
You know, I like chicken. 800-259-5791.
Cheap.
Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Tyler, what's up?
Hi, I'd like to disagree with Manwich about abortion being a state's right.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Manwich said that the Fifth Amendment made it the federal government's job to protect life. Is that correct?
I don't know what
he said. Well, actually, property was what my issue was, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, the entire section of the Fifth Amendment reads,
You shan't be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
That's correct.
How'd you like that, huh? Pretty good. Pretty good for a layman.
Now, to me, that would indicate that it's the state's job to pass a law that would regulate that one way or another. And I don't see any, I don't see anything else in the Constitution to back up your claim. So I'm curious about your thoughts.
I'm not sure. That would mean that the state has the right to pass a law. I'm sure. Run it by me again, what you said.
So, it stipulates that it shall not be unless by due process of law, correct?
Right.
And it's the state's job to pass laws which would make it due process of law. And unless you can show that a law conflicts with another part of the Constitution, it's perfectly constitutional.
Okay. I guess.
So you are saying that states should be able to pass laws against abortion?
I believe it's absolutely a state's right issue according to the Constitution, yes.
I say, you know what? I don't feel too strongly about it. I feel like, hey, if Utah wants to do it, if Idaho wants to pass laws against it, fine. Go ahead. And watch what happens. Watch as, you know, things get dangerous and abortion goes underground. And
what about this? If the state passes laws on, you know, how what the process is, how it's okay to take away, confiscate people's property, like their house, do you think that the federal government should protect them from the confiscation? Because I do.
I believe that the Constitution says that no one's house will be taken without for public use without just...
Okay, how about their car?
I think... I'm sorry, man. Which I think your problem here is that you're looking to the federal government for protection. And I think that
I'm
you're going
to
be sorely disappointed.
Which enumerates my rights.
Yeah. No, it enumerates what the government cannot do and can do. And there is a Bill of Rights in there as well. But if you want the government to protect you, I mean, it's hard enough to get the local police department to protect your rights. You really think that you're going to be able to get the federal government to stand by you? I mean, it's just ludicrous. You're in a fantasy world. Anything else on your mind, Tyler?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Since he brought up abortion, I've got an email on this, and it's probably one of the more interesting points that I've ever read on this. It's from somebody who is a conservative and somebody who is a Christian conservative. And he says, at first, I was against abortion.
I was too.
But then I realized that the last two elections have been won by abortions. Most people who get abortions are liberal. And just think how many more voters there would be in the USA who are liberal and could vote. So this is the rationale of a conservative who is against abortion, but is actually for it being legal. He says, so in his opinion, abortion has worked very well indeed for conservatives. So he thinks it's acting as population control
for liberals. Holy crap.
So there's possibly a persuasive reason to get the religious conservatives behind making abortion totally legal. It'll make it so their opposition.
It's not
is
the
left.
Religious conservatives that are getting abortions. He's definitely right about that.
Right.
It's growing the population of religious conservatives.
I think it's an interesting perspective.
If assuming that, I would. My mom is a religious conservative. She's a little bit of a conspiracy nut job too.
Oh, yeah. What conspiracies does Mother Manwich subscribe to?
She really. She's a big believer that there's a a team of guys who's out there looking at how they can control the world.
Does she believe in aliens too?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't believe in that crap at all.
All right. Paul's rolling in here. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, and I bring you in just as the music starts. Manuel, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Glock.
Glocks. Hang on. 800-259-5791. I've never fired a Glock. I've heard they're nice stuff.
It's a fine weapon.
Well, I'm looking to that. 800-259-5791. This isn't the Gun Nut Show or anything like that. I've got one gun. How many do you have, Manwich?
I have one.
All right, more on the way. This is your show, so we're not experts. We're just dudes with guns. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives, Manwich. Boy, do we have archives.
Months. The archives you could imagine.
Yes, more than you could possibly listen to in a decent amount of time. Months of them, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So go and take advantage of it. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Manuel in Iowa, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How are you guys?
Good, hey, sir.
Well, I just wanted to pick on Manwich a little bit for his choice of Glock.
Why is that?
Well, actually, I mean, I know they're really good guns. They're very easy to clean. They're long-lasting, great design, but they're just so awful-looking.
Who cares how it looks?
Oh, my God.
If you're in the middle of a dark, you know, if you're in a dark environment and there's somebody trying to kill you, they're not going to care if you have a shiny silver gun in your hand.
My dad taught me that if somebody sees your gun, they ought to be dead.
That's true. But if you want to look at it yourself, you know, you might have something nice, too.
Oh, my God.
I would like to have one. I mean, I think there's sort of a certain bit of an artistic aspect to them, too.
I think
I wouldn't pick my gun based on that, though.
Based on looks, you mean?
not at all.
That's good.
If you're a collector, then you can talk about that. But if you only have one, then you better go for whatever you think is best.
I agree, and that's really where I'm coming from on my recommendation. There are lots better looking guns. I don't like the boxy look of the Glock. I don't like that whole flat black matte thing.
I mean,
what are you
going
to do? Most useful weapon.
I mean, are you going to buy a gun so you can pick up chicks? I mean, come on. There's no use,
gun, baby.
Right? There's no use at all except for maybe a wall-mounted display for a pretty gun. Who cares, Manuel? Anything else on your mind?
One more thing. I was thinking about, you were talking about the light at the end of the tunnel. Days ago, and I think that in a weird way, I think information, internet, education, and blogs, you know, might be what helps us on the long
run. I think you're right about that. I think the internet is definitely helping keep freedom alive. It's definitely the most free place in the entire world. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, Hong Kong is the most economically free place, but the internet is probably more economically free in some ways.
And when people used to say, you know, the internet will change things, I used to laugh and think, well, how
really?
It's not really going to do anything. But now I realize I was wrong, because you can talk to people so quickly and, you know, organize activities and just pass information and expose activity so quickly, too.
And think about it, Manuel. I mean, the internet's only really been around and popular for a decade now.
Yep.
Where's it going to go
in the decade?
What's going to happen in another decade? It's just amazing to think about. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I mean, isn't it just mind-boggling? I mean, everything's starting to just kind of meld together. We're just becoming this interlinked communication technology culture, this information age. I mean, where do we go from here? It's just incredible following technology.
Mm.
It really is.
You know, I was... talking to somebody today. Do we have a call?
No, we do, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I was talking to somebody today regarding the internet, and I thought it was. I kind of got caught up in the public school conversation with them.
Uh-huh.
Like she said, I want everybody to be able to read and to use the internet, which I'm like, well, you know, what about garbage men? What about fruit pickers?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really need to be able to read real well? Really need to be able to... surf the internet and handle that? And she's like, I want them to be able to. I'm like, well, I don't know where to go with this. This is, I want to control somebody else's life conversation. And she's like really clear that she does.
Well, it's okay to want something for someone. It's just another story to force it on them.
And, I tried to ask her, you know, what if a family is doing really poorly? For whatever reason, they don't have any money. And a kid... 12 years old, their income would really be helpful in making some ends meet. Don't you think that they, you know, that 12-year-old should have the right to go out and work? And, rather than go to school? And she's like, you know, she sort of agreed with that, you know, because I painted a picture of a really abjectly poverty-stricken family, but she was sort of agreed with that, but she's still, she's way,
advantage of.
She's real stuck in that whole, I'm not sure she's a liberal, but she definitely wants to see everybody educated. And she's like, well, we've always had taxes. And I'm like, whoa, we didn't have taxes in this country when it was founded. You know, we had some tariffs, and certainly the taxes crept in, and then we didn't have taxes until 1913.
Right.
This country existed longer without income tax than it did with, just to be clear.
Indeed.
You know, and of course, you know, backed into that corner, she starts getting mean. So then that was when
I
just left alone.
Yeah, let's go to Luke in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, I'm starting to become sort of a regular on here, but...
You're welcome.
I want to talk a little bit about Manwich's view of the federal government.
Sir.
Well, I think he has the wrong idea, at least... according to what our founding fathers said, and the view that prevailed up to the time of the Civil War, and
what were they saying? What exactly?
Okay, well, here let me give my argument here. Okay,
okay.
Manwich is quoting the Fifth Amendment. Okay, I argued last night that the Fifth Amendment does not apply to states; it only applies to the federal government. And Manwich sort of brushed me off, and he keeps talking about the Fifth Amendment. Well, I now have proof.
Okay.
The 14th Amendment has the same exact language about no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property, except it says no state shall deprive a person of life, liberty, or property. So why would they put that in the Constitution twice unless it had a different meaning the second time? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with, states being restricted in what they can do to their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. The problem is the view of the federal government that it promotes. Our federal government is supposed to be a government of delegated powers, where the states say, okay, there's a few things that we can't do on our own. We would rather have a single national power for the purpose of self-defense than have each nation raise its own army and,
right,
you know, conduct its own diplomatic, whatever you call
right.
it.
So they made the Constitution that enumerated those powers, and they
right.
granted the powers were granted to the states by the people, and then the states granted certain ones to
exactly.
the federal government.
Exactly.
Right?
But Manwich, he makes it sound as if the federal government exists to supervise the states, which is sort of what happened after Lincoln, sort of promoted his ideas.
Well, then why did federal courts exist?
To review the actions of the federal government.
To review the actions of the federal government? Because I believe that there were more. As a matter of fact, I'm certain there were cases that were tried from the state levels up to the federal in the cases of people's civil rights being violated.
That is true, and that is only true because of the 14th Amendment. Because, yes, you're correct that after the 14th Amendment was passed following the Civil War, rights became a federal issue.
Hmm. Interesting.
Does that make sense? Now,
it does.
Let me bring up one more thing, okay? What if, the Supreme Court, it's great that there's a right to abortion, but what if all of a sudden this same Supreme Court decides that all of a sudden everybody in America has the right to affordable housing?
Yeah, or free health care.
Right, and then we have, rent controls, which Milton Friedman called the best way of destroying a city next
to. No doubt.
Well, why is it better that a state would decide that?
Because in a state, you can vote with your feet.
Right, and there's competition between the states for residents.
Exactly.
To an extent, there still is today, but the more the merrier. Thanks for the call, Luke. 800-259-5791. We got an update on the Cubby case. The man being prosecuted by the United States, possibly being thrown in jail and killed for smoking pot. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list via your email box. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones, no, we don't, because Brett dropped off the line.
Mm-hmm.
We did have Brett. 800-259-5791. So here's the update that I promised for you on the Cubby case from Vancouver, from Michelle Cubby, who we actually had on the show a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, we did.
To give us the update here, I'm just going to read it straight from her press release here. American cancer patient and medical marijuana refugee Steve Cubby and his family have been ordered to leave Canada on or before Thursday, this coming Thursday, 2 days from now. Steve Cubby said, quote, "The immigration ministry claims that its departure orders are not subject to appeal, but we're still trying to get a court to simply grant us our due process and allow us to appeal. If the appeal's not successful, the Cubbies will have to leave Canada no later than Thursday," according to Rachel James, the immigration enforcement officer. Placer County, is it Placer or Placer? Placer? Placer. Placer County Assistant District Attorney so-and-so told the Auburn Journal that Cubby would be arrested and jailed for at least 120 days, and possibly much longer. Nonetheless, on January 9th, Immigration Counsel so-and-so and whoever said that Cubby faced no risk of arrest if he's forced to return, and Pinard ignored Catran's statement. If he's forced to leave, Steve Cubby will fly directly to San Francisco, where he will be greeted by both the U.S. law enforcement and California medical marijuana activists, including representatives of California's Normal. Every effort will be made to keep Cubby from being forced to return to Placer County. In his testimony to a Canadian refugee hearing, Catran said that the Placer County had arranged for two specialists to fly in and testify at Cubby's trial, that Cubby didn't really have cancer. That's what they were going to say. But if he did, cannabis was contraindicated and would just make his condition worse, which is just garbage. Of course, neither doctor had ever seen Steve Cubby, and the leading cancer specialist in British Columbia had just testified to the contrary. So because of this attitude, Cubby's friends and family believe that his life will be in great danger there.
Well, that's what his doctor says. Well, yes.
Cubby's doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the guy that's seen him.
Right. And they've actually done studies. This guy, again, has and it doesn't mention this in the article, but he has adrenal cancer. And that means his body is constantly pumping out adrenaline, as I understand it. And it spreads, this cancer. But they found studies from Spain, where they're actually allowed, I guess, to study marijuana. Mm-hmm. Can't do that here.
God knows.
Studies in Spain have actually found that this pod actually apparently reduces the spread, if not reverses the spread, of the adrenal cancer.
In this particular disease, apparently, it's not just treatment for the pain or treatment for the symptoms. It's actually treatment for the disease.
Right.
And that's rare, but it's also not many medications that you can use for so many things. I mean, obviously aspirin's an excellent choice and many pain relievers, but marijuana can be used to treat many diseases.
And so here's the United States government saying, well, there's nothing wrong with him. He doesn't even have cancer. He just wants to get high.
Jeez.
Do you believe the hubris of these people?
Well, you know,
They'll just
say and do anything.
They'll say and do anything to support their position. And their position is, you don't own yourself. That's what their position is. You? Ha! You're just a little peon. Who do you think you are, American people? People of the world, because people all around the world are prevented from smoking marijuana by their governments as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you think you can make your own decisions for yourself? What, do you think you can just decide to inhale smoke into your lungs? Oh, wait, there's cigarettes. Those are legal. Well, so that's not the issue. That plant's bad. It's a bad plant. I mean, that's all it breaks down to. It's so stupid.
It's really crazy. It's nutty, nutty, nutty. It doesn't make any sense. And nobody, you know, you can't talk to anybody that it makes sense to. They can't even argue themselves out of. My wife is a drug treatment counselor. She cannot even argue that point. She can't make a good reason why marijuana is legal. She says it's addictive. Okay, so is caffeine.
Yeah.
So is a lot of things.
And I disagree, by the way. Marijuana is not addictive.
Well, you know, people can claim several different things.
If you have an addictive personality, you'll be addicted to marijuana.
Everything's addictive.
Right.
Right? Everything's addictive when
you
have an addictive personality.
If you don't, then it's not addictive. You can put it down, pick it up whenever you want.
Now, there are things that are addictive. Heroin, addictive.
Cigarettes, addictive.
Right. Like, it doesn't matter whether you have an addictive personality or not.
Crack is addictive, from what I'm told.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I don't know whether, obviously, I'm just saying, I'm making a generalization. Right. Heroin could not be addictive, and every bit of information I've ever heard could be mistaken.
Could be.
I just believe it.
800-259-5791 if you've got comments here. But, so Michelle Cubby is saying that her daughters and herself will not be flying down with Steve if this indeed is what comes to pass on Thursday, which is the deadline. And that's just, as she puts it, I don't want our daughters to see what U.S. law enforcement will do to their father. How can you explain to children that their father's going to be murdered by their government because he uses a medicine that the government doesn't like?
So is Cubby in jail in Canada now?
No. I do not believe he is.
Then how has he just been ordered to leave? Canada.
He has been ordered to leave Canada and return to the United States on Thursday.
By Thursday. Obviously,
whatever.
He could do it whatever day he wanted to.
On Thursday, by Thursday. I'm not sure. I don't think they're tracking him with any sort of homing bracelets
How would they do that? Yeah.
So it's some sort of an honor system. So we don't know what they're going to do.
He needs to go to another country.
I think he needs to, stay away from the United States. Don't listen to these people.
Well, clearly, it's going to kill him.
Hide out. Yeah, well, because if he goes to jail and he can't smoke marijuana, this disease will start turning around and spreading, and there are some immediate things that happen, too, and I forget what they are, but, I mean, just within days, he could die. Within days, being in prison without marijuana.
Yeah. You know, what he needs to do, I can understand why if he would have to travel with marijuana, perhaps he wouldn't want to travel on a plane with it, because that's some bad news in most countries, but he could fly to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It's better than dying.
Of course. Although I wanted to suggest a pretty radical solution here.
Yeah, well,
I'm pretty angry about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, we keep seeing story after story of medical marijuana patients being locked in prison. And we keep, you know, they've taken it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court smacked them down and said, well, states' rights, who cares about that? This is pot. We need to take this seriously.
Right.
We need to lock you people in prison. And I recall back to when we had the story about the rave. Remember back in August where the Utah State Police put on some fatigues and busted into a rave, overnight party out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody was hurting anybody else. It was just a bunch of kids listening to music, young people listening to music.
It's just a bunch of redneck cops busting it up.
Right, and that's exactly what it was. And I made the point back then, why is it that they keep picking on the raves? Hmm? Why don't they go after the Hell's Angels?
Yeah.
Why?
That's an excellent question. Well, because the Hell's Angels are armed and will probably use them.
That's right. Because the raves are soft targets.
Yeah.
They know, the cops know, that if they go to a rave and they bust it up, then the people, the ravers that are there, they're going to shrug their shoulders and they, oh, man, but bust it again.
These damn cops.
I really don't like cops.
Mm.
And then, they get their drugs confiscated. Some of them get arrested. They get put through the system, get released eventually, probation, whatever comes as a result of that. Oh, man. Well, then they go back to another rave, and then that'll get busted, and they just keep pushing. They're pushovers.
Right.
So I want to focus on this a little bit more. Let's talk about why exactly it is they don't mess with the Hells Angels, because those guys are dangerous. They're the ones that are trucking meth around the country and stuff. We'll focus on that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams. Broadband version of the show is there. Dial-up version as well. Both of them free. freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Brett, what's on your mind?
I'm going to be moving away in a few months, 3 to 4 months, and so as kind of a goodbye party, my friends and I were going to throw a rave, or just, it'd be a smaller one, about 30 people, 40 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
But
okay.
We were, basically, I'm just calling to see what you guys think about, how do I, have the cops not give me a bunch of crap about it, well, obviously, it'll be drug-free, and we'll, alcohol-free, and we'll try to keep all that stuff. We'll try to, but,
It's difficult to keep that stuff out when you're talking about young people.
Right.
Oh, definitely. But what do you guys...
Where are you planning on throwing it, I guess, the first important question.
I live kind of out in a rural area, and so I have a friend who has a big, large farm, and so we throw it out there.
So everybody would be able to park on the property. The parking won't be a problem.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
You're not going to be parking alongside a public road or on anybody else's property. Okay. And are you
any chance of getting into the trees some way?
Into the trees?
Well,
and
the
trees obscure your view from the road, and it keeps people who have
vehicles and stuff like that.
Right. Well, you don't want people to happen to see you out there. It's bad enough that you send out advertisements saying, "Hey, there's a rave," and it's even worse.
Well,
that
if
they
it's
can
only
going to
be 30,
road.
If it's only going to be 30 people, I would think you're targeting the, you know, your invitations.
Right.
You're not just going to be posting flyers, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's only going to be a few people. So I mean.
Right. So it sounds like you've got pretty much things under control. What about neighbors? How close? I mean, you said he's way out nowhere, but is there somebody nearby that could be bothered
yeah.
by this?
I haven't actually seen the property, so
that's going to be your issue. I mean, you don't want to tick off the neighbors because that's how the cops are going to find out about it. I mean, when the cops find out about stuff like this, it's because somebody's angry. Somebody has ratted out the party. I at least that's what I personally believe.
Generally.
Yeah. So if you can keep, you know, if there is somebody nearby and you can keep the noise down, then you should be all right. If you're making a lot
okay.
of noise and they call the cops, then, well, then you just have to go into disaster control mode at that point. Not that I'm an expert rave thrower or anything. I've never done this, so I have no idea what
right.
I'm talking about.
Do you know if, like, there might be any, like, regulations on, because, I mean, we're planning on having, like, a killer lighting show and stuff like that, so, I mean... Would there be any type of problems with having, I don't know, like, having light?
Are you going to be outdoors?
Like, yeah, it'll be outdoors, but...
I can't see that there'd be regulations involving light. Again, just don't shine strobe lights at the neighbor's house, and don't shine spotlights at the neighbor's house.
And don't shine any lasers at airplanes.
Right.
Okay.
Now, have you ever seen the busted video?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah.
I have it.
Review it. Before you have the event, just it's nice to keep it fresh.
Good point.
It does say in the video that you want to see it at least three times, just so everything stays in your mind, and try to follow those rules as much as you can.
Yeah.
And remember,
video.
You know, watch your language with dealing with cops. You don't want to use any foul language. That doesn't help
yeah,
the
exactly.
situation.
You can actually go and link to the busted video. We have it linked and permanently so on our bulletin board system. I believe it's in the general forum. I think.
That's all you have to do is go search busted.
Yeah,
and,
yeah exactly. Good stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, Brent. We appreciate hearing from
no
you.
No problem.
All right, take it easy. 800-259-5791. So there you go. Party organizing tips from Free Talk Live from a man who's never thrown a party in his life.
No. I had a party on my 16th birthday that was just huge. I mean, they knocked out the
really?
Plumbing, you know, the television set got broken. It was awful.
Oh, no. Where was your mom?
Well, she was away.
On your 16th birthday, yes. You should have known better than that.
You should have.
800-259-5791. So we're talking about raves and how they're pushovers. The people at these events, they don't want any trouble with the cops, and I don't blame them. You know, you don't want to start anything with the police. They've got guns, and they're scary. Well, that's the reason why the cops pick on ravers instead of picking on the Hell's Angels. Because the cops are scared of the Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's what would happen. If you remember the Hell's Angels, man, which end, you got arrested for toting around meth on your bike or whatever it is. Because they're the ones that run some hard drugs across the country.
Right.
Biker gangs and that sort of thing. And if you were arrested, well, then there might be a little bit of retribution coming along to the cops that arrested you. In fact, the cops might get threatened. The judge might get threatened by the gang. Because what you essentially have are two competing gangs. You've got the gang called the police, and then the gang called the Hell's Angels, or the biker gang, or whoever it is we're dealing with. And so, therefore, you get arrested. And the leader of the Hell's Angels has one of his soldiers call up the judge in the middle of the night or something like that and threatens his life. You know, hey, if you don't drop the charges or calls the prosecutor or whoever he needs to call,
whatever.
You don't drop the charges against my buddy Manwich, we're going to kill your wife. Or we're going to beat the hell out of you in the middle of the night. When you come home one of these days, we're going to be waiting for you. Better watch out, buddy. Just give them something to think about.
Right.
They just give you a little something to think about. They don't actually. I don't think they would actually go out and do the beating right away. I think they'd work threats first to see if that actually works.
I don't know. I mean, it's not unheard of in this country for witnesses and
right.
prosecutors and judges to disappear. It's not like it's never happened, and it's not like it hasn't happened in the last decade.
Right. Well, I would think they'd give them the chance to drop the charges or to give them the chance to make good. And, you know, bow down to the gang at that point.
I don't know whether I would necessarily do that from the gang point of view. You know, the prosecutor comes up missing. What prosecutor wants to take that again?
Well, that's a good point. Or a prosecutor shows up for work with his legs broken. How about that? 800-259-5791. So that's why they don't mess with the Hell's Angels. Now, how can we translate that to the medical marijuana movement? This is your show. You think about that. Talk about it more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Where's the beef? It's at a party that has my tummy whining and my heart racing. Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll tell you what else is for dinner in Indianapolis and Charlotte. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Beef, it's what's for dinner, all right. And if you're cooking for a really big party, like the Indy 500 or Coca-Cola 600, 30 tons of it would be served up. Yes, fans and tailgaters work up quite an appetite watching favorite drivers zoom across the bricks at Indy or the finish line at Charlotte. So in addition to the burgers, your shopping cart for the race day feast would also be filled with 50,000 bags of ice, 10,000 cases of soda, 200,000 hot dogs, 150,000 pieces of chicken, and 300,000 bags of chips. Whew! Anybody have just one Rolaid? I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We need your votes. Even though it is towards the end of the month, and it's a monthly process, this voting thing, we can still use your vote. If you have yet to vote in the month of January, just go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the fact that we do the show for free, give everything away on the website, freetalklive.com, if you like all that, then vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. All right, still coming up, hour number two, we'll talk about this a little bit more. We'll talk about the medical marijuana situation and the cops and why it is that they don't mess with the bikers, but they like messing with potheads. We'll come back to that, but let's go to the phones. To Greg in Kansas. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Just found you guys through GCN.com or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, through the Alex Jones Show, and I want to give you guys props for, like, standing up for liberty and whatnot and being corrupt, you know? So.
Thanks, Greg. Did you have anything on your mind, anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I'm from Kansas and whatnot, and Bush just came to my school yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And, this girl in my class and whatnot, you know, she was going on about, like, how, like, we need to, like, support him because he's, like, our president and whatnot. And I'm just like, you know, I didn't even like, bother to go see the guy speak just because of the fact that, you know, he just can't, like, trust what he says, you know what I mean?
Huh. And yeah, well, he's a politician.
Yeah, so You know, it's like all...
You can't
like,
trust any of them.
Yeah, for sure.
There's so, not know. Very many, at least.
Wait, now, what was the security situation like? When George Bush shows up somewhere, things get pretty tight, don't they? I mean, were they allowing you to go from class to class? What was it like there on campus?
Yeah, it was like, it was all good. I mean, like, we could go where we wanted and whatnot, but mm-hmm. you had to have, like, a ticket, or you had to use your student ID to get a ticket to go see him speak, because he spoke at, like, our Coliseum or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And then, you know, we, like, or I guess, like, there was, like, 9,000 people that showed up to it, like, student-wise, but then they had, like, 1,000 soldiers from, like, the military base that was near here, too.
Oh, they showed up for to see him speak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were invited.
I see.
You know, quote-unquote, but...
Yeah, invited. The soldiers tend to get orders from the soldiers that have called this show that have actually... Remember when Pute called in, he said it was mandated? Like, yeah. He had the day off, but it was mandated that that he go and see the president speak?
He actually, like, took some questions and stuff, but I think, like, you know, they had some plants in the audience because I guess, like, one lady was all, you know, thank you, Bush. She was, like, from, like, you know, the Kurdistan part of Iraq or whatever, you know? And I don't know. It just seemed kind of fake to me, but...
Well, it is. It's definitely scripted. He doesn't like taking off-the-cuff questions because he'll screw them up. I mean, everybody knows it.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else on your mind, Greg?
Nah, man, that's just about it. Just giving you guys props. You know,
Thank you, sir. Take it easy. 800-259-5791. I thought about bringing out the buzzer. I really did.
What's the buzzer for?
I mean, he's a nice, you know, good kid, but these kids today, with their like. Well, I was going to buzz him on every like.
it's because you're so concerned about how audio comes across the internet, and that's why we have a great radio show.
No, I'm just concerned with good communication. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact that we're on the radio. If I had a buzzer in real life, I'd pull it out. I mean, if I was just having a conversation with somebody, cut it out. Use that word correctly.
Plus, people get upset talking on the radio. It can be a little scary.
They get nervous. Not upset. They get nervous. They get excited. Their adrenaline's pumping, and I understand that. But nonetheless, you must admit, man, which that is a bad habit that the young people of this of Generation X and Y have.
I thought the Whatnots was what I was.
That could have been regional. I don't know. Is Whatnot a Kansas thing?
I don't have it. What do I know?
I don't know either. 800-259-5791. Walt is waiting patiently. We're going to get to him. We'll talk about the bikers and the marijuana and the DEA. That's all coming up. Hour number two plus the new federal police force. We'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Hey, it's not good. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a business...